So that's what caused this year to be not what I planned to speak about, but Mitamida Yosa Mikulam, when it's time to start, get you going, you know how it is. Baruch Hashem. The Torah is vast. Baruch Hashem. Vast. The original context was the discussion of the famous question. Let's take a look and see it in the inside, because every word is going to count now more than before. The Ran we saw yesterday again, we'll see it now for at least the third time. It's page Sadi Aleph in our print. Hatofer shtei tzivus v'lo kaimi, Ran quotes the Gemara, v'kevet lo kaimi lab malachi, shekshoran shekosher es shnei roshei yachut. Okay? Umikan lomad harav rabbelezer mitzah. The kosher kesher echot lo mechayev, she'ena miskayev. Di mechayev, kevet shetofer shtei tzivus lo mashkakas lo, below kesher, the tape glaim is mechay mishum kosher. A levadi kedamara, v'ocha b'shlo kosher ala kesher echad askina. Only one kesher, and therefore you're not chay mishum kosher. You're chay mishum tofer. Why not chay mishum kosher? Because it's only one kesher. What's wrong with one kesher? Says the Ran. What's wrong with it? She'ena miskayim. Fine. So, yesterday Shia, we spent a lot of time discussing the various answers to this question, and a particular reference is made to the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah discusses this in two places. This is a chazrin from yesterday. Two places. One is in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and one is on Kuf Hei. It's either Almud Aleph or Beis, depending if you ask Bar Ilan or as the Moshe Rav Kook. That took us an extra minute to find it yesterday. On the theme of Amud Beis and Daf Kuf Hei. Let's just read a little bit brief and read the whole thing all over again. Amar Rav Yochanan Hu Sheksharab Hikshav Lezim Yimitz V'teip Glei Shu Chai Mimesh Osa Kesh Shal Kayama. That's what we just saw, the Kesh over here. V'tiritz Hu Zal T'miyocha Shaminan Shafil Osa Kesh Shal Kayama and a chai vach yasek kesher al kesher. Interesting. Interesting. Different phraseology. Let me show it to you inside. As much as I read it to you, even though we had this on the screen yesterday, having it a second time in front of everybody is important. Not just repetitive, there's new things. Today there's been new things we did not discuss yesterday at all. Even though the basic texts are similar. Remind me, they had a number Aleph? I think so. We had a number base. Now you remember, you have the Ran in front of you and the Ritzvah in front of you. Okay, now you have both. Hikshlaz Mimitz. Table Eishul Chai Mishim Eishul Osakesh Kayama. Tiritzuzal, the Melchah Shamina, the Filuko Osa Kesha Shal Kayama, and the Chai Machasa Kesha Okesha. Stop. You see a difference over in the nuance? What did Ran say? The Ran said, you know why Kesha Rechad is nothing? Because it's not Shal Kayama. What did Ritva say? You know why it's nothing? It's Shal Kayama, because only one not. It's a different nuance. We lump things together. That's the whole point of today's Shia. Don't lump things together so fast. There can be nuances and distinctions, even though people sound like they're saying exactly the same thing. Not always exactly the same thing. Keep it in mind.
How could it be nothing because it's Shal Kayama?
Start again?
How could it be nothing because it's Shal Kayama?
No, no. How much Shemir Shafila Osa Kesha Shal Kayama? It's still halachically nothing. On a level of the rice, I should say. Eino Chayav Hashiyasa Kesha Al Kesha. In other words, it sounds like he's saying a requirement that, and this is, we spoke about it yesterday also. In other words, what about find you a case? This is yesterday's Shia. I'll find you a case of one Kesher to Shal Kayama. Don't ask me how. I thought you said Shema before. Find the case. Get an impression to Machlokas, the Rad, and the Ritvah. The Rad would say, Yechayef. Because the only Chesaret is what? They're both sides. Not Shal Kayama. Make a Shal Kayama, Yechayef. The Ritvah say, Yepater. There's a whole discussion yesterday. Kesher Echad is something or nothing. If you look just what we saw until now today, before going to all the other new ones, Salat the Machlokos the Rad and the Rit, so it would seem, at least at this point. Right.
Hadafka b'bol likshar shnei rosh echutim ki hacha tekamu hu shiksharam kaloma shikasha shnei rosh echut mikan and mikan kesha tamara tfira v'lo tashamit avo hakosher kesher echad b'chevel b'rosho v'eino kosher shnei roshim afilu kesher echad sagi l'shayev olav v'chein kosher v'sefer ha-mitzvah smak. What's he saying over here? He quotes that the Urayim said, you tie one kesher at the end, the Ramo quotes this, and the Sifal. This is what he quoted from the Smag and the Urayim. Okay. Okay. And the truth is, it makes perfect sense. Why? Because the only reason the only Chesaron is only kesher shakayama, and the Chayvash has a kesher on kesher. Right. Okay. Let's chazer again. It's not so smooth. The Ran is the one who said, "What's the problem?" Let's chazer again. The Ran says, "The kesher kosher garchel machayim she'elam miskayim she'elam miskayim." And the Ritva said, "Why you need kesher or kesher?" So the question then becomes, if the this is what the what the Urayim is saying. Either Kesher or Kesher. And the Urayim himself said, Kesher Echad Bechel Barosho is Sagal Eschayim. So the question now becomes, how do you understand this? One might have thought it should be exactly backwards. In other words, the Ran, as we shall see, never quoted this part, but he quoted the Urayim. Right. The Ran does not seem to be arguing with the Urayim. The Ran seems to be going along with the Urayim. Maybe slightly different nuances. Fundamentally agrees with the Urayim, but he does not quote, as we shall see soon, this particular coda about Chevel Echad Barosho that you would be Chayav. And the Ritva, when he quotes the Urayim, does quote it. At first, I would have thought exactly the opposite. Why? Because the Ran who says that the Chesaron is what? Einam Miskayim. So if you tie it, the understanding is over here, if you tie it at the edge, that it is Miskayim. They should have quoted it. Whereas the Ritva said, no, it seems to be an independent requirement for Kesher or Kesher. Nothing to do with Kayama. Because even if it is Kayama, you put it. Then I would have said, tying it at the edge should not be Chayim. Because it's only one Kesher. My whole Torah without evaporated. It should be backwards. I'm asking you a question. I need to tell me to help me out. Start from the beginning. We had a nuance. What was the nuance? The Ran explains, they both quote him, they're both quoting him. The Ran, when he quotes him, says, why is it no good? Why is Kesher Echad no good? Ain't a Miskayim. The Ritva says, why is it no good? Even if it is Miskayim, because you need Kesher or Gabi Kesher. If you would have asked me, what do the two views say about one Kesher at the edge of the rope? I would have said, according to the Ran, it should be Chayev, because it's Miskayim. According to the Ritva, the Ritva should be Potter, because it's not Kesher, it's got to be Kesher. It's the opposite. Now, what do you want to say?
I see where Eddie's seeing the issue in the Ritva, but maybe the Ran does hold of that. He's telling you the cash in the text. He's not interested in giving all the details.
That could be, when I say coming attractions, I'm calling the Abdenazim in advance. But you certainly could be right. Yes, sir.
Do we know that the Ritva agrees to that line in the...
The Ritva disagrees with everything. He disagrees the whole Urayim. I want to discuss the Urayim as quoted in the Ritva. I'm not after the Urayim yet. Not after the Ritva yet. Just as quoted. Adkan, Til Valona here, is from the Urayim himself and from the Smag. And this is also a citation of the way he understood the Urayim. So I'm asking, should it come out, if you need Kesher, Gabi Kesher is an intrinsic, independent requirement to be Mechayim. Even if it's over and above Shokayama, then why is it that the way he cites it, Kesher Chavarosho, without Shnei Ksharim, it's Chayef? Why? Yeah?
The Ritva and I
don't. Not up to that yet.
Don't say Miskayim. He does care about Miskayim.
Okay. Everything you're saying is correct. Every Talmud is correct. I'm just discussing. You're ahead of me. I just took a little paragraph in the Ran, a little half a paragraph in the Ritva. I try to make a certain analysis of the certain nuanced distinction, and I had egg in my face because I'm wrong twice over. I'm wrong twice. Why am I wrong twice? Because the test case should be the single line at the very edge, which presumably is Miskayan, and it's backwards. And the Ran, who I thought would say that you would be chayav, didn't say it. Not, you're right, I can't prove that, but didn't say it. And the Ritva that I would have said, but his version of it would certainly be Potter, because not Kesher, got me Kesher, right? Because the sky doesn't matter. He's the one that said that you would be chayav. So I'm asking a question before we go to other sources. Just analyze these few words. Yes, sir.
Within the Ritva himself, isn't the string at the end, though, the two sides coming together, isn't that more makel than the one itself? Because he says that the only way that one knot would not be chayav.
Can I have your red string? I want to show this to Chevra what's wrong. Thank you very much. Tomorrow's tithe. The way we're going, we're not going to get the tithe. We're lucky on Thursday. The way we keep going, getting involved in other things. You understand? Well, I'm not good with hands. The understanding is, if you tie a single knot over here at the edge, you go through like this, you tie very tight, right? It's going to stay. My hands are not so good. This rope is pretty. I need it much thinner. Somebody should come tomorrow. It's red. You know why? It's like at the base of Mikdash. We'll get the Maral Diskin. Did we speak about that yet? The Sriela Sriela Zazel? Did I mention that? It's red, it turned white, so that's why you gave me red. Thank you. So you go like this, you tie at the very edge. But if you go, what's one knot? One knot means you go like this. That's one knot. Not much, only one knot. That's so tight. But if it's at the very end, then one knot can be tighter and stronger and more shokayama. That's really stark. See, because you understand why? Because it's tying it on itself, so it can be supposed to be really stronger.
It matters whether it's on the end or the middle.
Not that. It means it's the edge itself. It's not taking the two ends and tying them together. That's what we mean by that. I hope I'm right. Okay, good. So the question becomes: I thought this child itself should depend upon what the chesaron of Kesher Echad is. The chesaron of Kesher Echad is what? Nashal Kayama. That's how the Ran phrase it, right?
Yeah.
Ran says, Koshkech Ed Lo Machayev She'enu Miskayim. He has those two words. If that's the case, this is Miskayim forever. This should be Chayev. The Ran never mentioned that. Again, Abnei Nezer says he doesn't hold from it. But where through it's Vaughan, his version of the Urayim, when he says you need two Ksharim as an independent requirement to be Chayev. Because he says even if it's Shal Kayama, you're still Potter without two knots. So if you ask me, what he would say about this, I would say you should certainly be pumped. It's only one knot. Granted, it's Niskayim, it's only one knot. But he quotes it saying Yechayim.
And according to this understanding, we would be saying that the Rebbe would be suggesting that what, that it's two is just a Shir Min HaTorah? Like,
yeah. Like, you want to say like Kotzer Shtei Osios? I wouldn't go that far. Tofa Shtei Tzvira, it's a better comparison. Tofa Shtei, the only two Shirim found in the Mishnah, I think, are those two. Am I correct? Who knows the Mishnah up here?
Shtei Batei Nirim?
Shtei Batei Nirim. Okay. So I don't know what that means, so I can't even comment on that. But the only two that think that I know what they mean when the number is found are Topher and Kosef, to my knowledge. Everything has a shear. It doesn't say this Grogris, this Kazayas. It doesn't say it. So it means that that's a shear. That's a shear. Here's in the very definition. It could be that, for example, it's like Rashi says in the Shabbos Ayin Gimel, or Ayin Dalet. Could be Rashi would not say it when it comes to these two. It says Shtai. Go back to my own first day. It's Kloli or Prati. Every Shia is a general Shia. Everything is a Shia. That's Kloli. But when it comes to Topher and Kosei, where it says, or maybe Shtei Batei Nirim, whatever that means, if you don't have the two, it's a Chati Malocha. It's not a Chati Shia. Just commenting now for the moment before we get into detail. Kitzer, so I leave it to the Talmidim, since no one gave me a perfect answer yet. Maybe my inferences are wrong. I shouldn't be making a mountain out of a molehill. But you understand my question. The Pashup Shat should have come in the reverse. Okay, but so far with the Rabbi Lezer as quoted in the Ran and as quoted in the Ritzvah. Sounds a little two different ways, and unfortunately for me, the test case comes up backwards. But we're not finishing kosher yet. You have plenty of time to give the teretz. So why what I said wrong? Sounds like Shem says something must be wrong somewhere. Okay, bite the ritual. He says, "Well, I don't hear it. The whole thing is wrong." The liolam kesher echad shel kayama is a kesher. Notice, he said, even kesher kayama, you need two. He says, no, kesher kayama one is also a kesher if you can find such a case. Chaim Stein, do me something. Chaim Stein, what's so terrible? So before going further, I want to show you that somebody else said it's not so terrible. And he even gave an example to show why it's not so terrible. That's the Avnei Nezer. He says, not so terrible. Ubeves, holap kushalim to kolkach. That should be chayv twice. She has shochet l'rav chayv gamishim tzoveya. So be it. Kushimei korol esav. If the kash should be chayv twice, so be it. Kol the rav a shochet chayv gamishim tzoveya. Not only tzoveya. Shouldn't laugh at me. Gamishim tzoveya. Even that they should laugh at me. A whole discussion of the sugya we saw of it. Yes.
It's different because there at least. There are some cases of Tovea being chayv independently, and there are some cases of Shofet independently. But here, every single time you do Tovea, there's kosher. It's not going to be listed in the Mishnah. There's no case where it's independent.
That's well said.
That's only
a shtei
sphere that
you
have that. But you could have
Tovea. Sholosh. That's one of the things they had discussion in the car this morning. What about Sholosh spheres? Sholosh spheres, we saw, does not require a kosher. We'll come to that. Whoa! I got. What am I? I'm lost here.
Where's everybody wants to go to the river? Go to the yeah.
Why is it not on top? This is Kuf Pei, the end of Dal. It's covered. Kuf Pei, the end of Dal. Let it come. Kuf Pei is to be the main topic of today's shiur. Is the Avnei Nezer Siman Kuf Pei, which I thought we learned, but I have to realize that we didn't really learn. We really did not. We did a little bit, but not enough. Back to the Ritzvah. So the Ritzvah says again, in a chanami, a chayv twice. E nami, the koshram, the hocho, hainish, a shows run, or shaon run, the balki sagal, the oshkir, mishtei tfiris. In other words, you tucked it in, you made it an aniva. So you're not chayv and kosher because it's just not a kesher. You have a case of state spheres without. So if you have called the Tova Shalosh spheres, Abba Bishal Kosher Chayab the Chashvin the spheres Kayemes. For the form of state spheres, when even Oshazir Kanal, I think it was bothering him. Just answer three spheres. Wait, what do they call like this? Go straight. It was bothering the Ritzvah why he said it's like three spheres because the Lush of the Mishnah is state spheres. Before the Mishnah. That's why the Ritzvah, the Avnei Nezer went like this. We have Shazir Ani, which is the equivalent of Shalosh Tfiris. Say Shalosh Tfiris. As the Mishnah said, Shtei Tfiris, that's why you want to have a case where it's not three. But that's really not so Shmer either, because it said Shtei Tfiris, because less than Shtei Tfiris is not called Kofar at all. It's like not Kosev at all. We spoke about it's not just a Shir, it's a Chatzi Malacha. Beinuch and Ami, the Malacha is not necessarily defined as Shtei Tfiris. So you can just skip a step, perhaps, and say, referring to a situation of Shalosh Tfiris, a little bit different than he says. Ad kan rabotzer the Ritzvah here on daf kuf hey. I'll have a base. Take your pick. Kuf hey. Fine. Now notice rabotzer, and the kasha just goes to the kasha. Typically, shulchayim if they show us the kasha kayama. Did he say two or did he say just kosher? Didn't say two. Did the Ran say two? No. Typically. to mechayim mishum kosher. Same words. Did they say two? No. No. I didn't pay any attention to this. I thought it meant two.
What does it mean two?
Kofer and kosher. Mechayim two. So he says at the end, maybe he'll learn pshat in the kasha that way because his answer is, you're right, mechayim two. So what was the havmir? You can't be chayv too? Why not? So we had a Tosis Yontif yesterday. You take a chayv too, that's why he needs our boim, because you can never have 39, etc. I want to emphasize that in the same way, the Ritva, much earlier, the Ritva in that. Oh, I lost it right. The Ritva earlier, that Ayin Dalid, we also saw it yesterday. Asked the question explicitly, should be chayiv too. Not the way he seems to ask it over here on Kufay. Take a look. One extra word. One extra word. Hikshimatosis. For the chayiv, what's the word? Nami mishim kosher. Nami mishim kosher. The titsu. The cave and Shaynak Shira with Rak Lahamed, Atfira, Lochashvina, Leela Mishum Tova, Bilchun. And I asked this question yesterday in Shira, what is this all about? What does it mean? Why should that be? Why should that be? Who cares that the purpose of the Shira is Lahamed Atfira? Why shouldn't you be Chayev anyway? Why shouldn't you be Chayev anyway? What's Pshat? What's Pshat? What's Pshat? What's Pshat? Why shouldn't it be Chayiv anyway? So, based on a conversation that I had in the car this morning, you have to come with the right people in the car. Maybe he means what the Avnei Nezer said. I have to go back to Avnei Nezer and see a little more carefully what it says. He's the one to point that out. I didn't chap enough. The Smag and the Ran quote the Arayim. Achshinu izeh mizeh b'avonas harayim. Shasmag kosav l'chayim gamishim kosher. V'ran b'lchosav u'v'chidushav kosav tebelei mishim kosher. U'mash me'aran tafil l'chayim mishim kosher nikom galo yechayim v'l'achas. Akin hukshalo di achas b'lua v'lochi chayim mishim kosher. Avla smag nusfir l'chayim shtayim lekar akshir di tebelei mishim kosher. Now, community of Chiyuv Tati, Rabuk Shalom, the Masnis and Mashma, and the Chayav Al-Achas, it's not Shabbat Kasha. Because, like Shokan and Tovea. He's the one who points out what they're fighting about. Can you be Chayav twice or not? Right? Is that an issue? Yes or no? This is beautiful. Ketam Achloks and Nirli Shemechulok and Appear Shekshara. The Gemara says Shekshara. Two Tchifis of Tavira, and then Shara. Shemepirish Rashi, what Rashi say? He quotes to Rashi. Shiksharon, Shikasha Shnei Rosh Yachut. What does the word mean? You have, no, I can't demonstrate sewing. It's not a sewing class. But I took a needle and thread, and I sewed through twice. Frek to Gemara, it's not going to stand. It's going to fall apart. Says the Gemara, Shiksharon. What does Shiksharon mean to call the Rashi? You made two knots. One on this side and one on that side. Simply read the Rashi. Who's Shiksharon? Shekosha Shnei Roshei HaChut. The Chut goes, right, I'm sewing. You ever see needle and thread? I mean, who knows how to sew in this room? I'm not surprised. How to sew? Wow.
Where are you from? The Midwest.
Midwestern. They know that they're like almost on farms. Yeah. Chicago's a pretty big city last I looked. Yeah, but anyway, too many guns. But not for now. So you take a thread. I've seen people say, you take a thread, you push it through the garment twice, and at each end you tie it here and you tie it there. That's what Rashi must be saying. Yeah. I'm telling you the way he reads it. And I personally think he's right. You may be right too. I like to have the names right. Good. Slow. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi uv'Rambam. What the Rambam said? Rambam said, "Keshem mikan, mikeshem mikan." You know, just look on the back. Save time. at the Inish Benamole. I don't have time to start looking at Perek Yud Alocha Tess, I believe it is. Alocha Tess. What do you do? Hushakosha Rashi Achut Mikan Umikan. It's a time that's fearful of the Shabbat. It sounds like it's two different knots, right? Kosher are Rosh Yachut, Mikan Umikan. Not, he tied them together. Mikan Umikan. I think that's also correct, Shat and the Rambam. Mikan Umikan. I think Rabbi Eitz is right in the Rambam. I think he's right in Rashi too. And the Rambam quotes Rashi. You can argue here, you can argue. I'm not, you have the right to argue. But I'm just telling what Rabbi Eitz said. I happen to think that it's correct. Of course, my view. Abba Rosh Peretes Mishud the Kilayim Beforesh Shekosha Shnei Rosh Yachud Yachad Yopsha. He took the he tied the two on top together. V'chein Ayin Shem Heter. I'll look it up. Chekosha Behilchos Kilayim Os Yud Zayin that I didn't look up. Let's assume it's correct. V'asmak, he says this to this now. Al Kochok Meforesh Kemor Rosh. The case we're discussing is here. You took the two edges of the, went through twice with this thread, and you tied the end of the thread together to keep the threads tougher in the begging. Why must it be right? With the seeing, the smack says, as we so quoted in the Ritva, Tim Kosha Rosh Chut Bifnei Atzmo Kev and Shemiskayim Bekesher Echad Chayef. This is a meridic. Since the smack was the Chayef, if the smag would hold the way we said Shadows and Rashi, then we're stuck again. You should be chayav and kosher twice. Right? How do we say Shadows and Rashi? So we're sitting around. He went through the garment, he tied it end here, he tied it end here. So far from answering you're not, why you're not chayav and kosher, you should be chayav and kosher twice. He made it worse. Made it worse. 1 second. Val Kochach, the Mefarish. Shekshoret, Shekshoret, and Yachad. Talking about together. Not each one separately. Yes, sir. Oh, watch this. Avaloran. Shemefore, Shekosha, Rosh, Yechud, Kolecha, Bifnei Atzmo. The way you learn Pshat, the way Rashi seems to say, as the Rambam seems to say. Im Kain, Kevan, Shein, Chiyuv, Kshira, Bechut, Bifnei Atzmo. He holds you would be Potter. Why are you Potter? Why are you Potter? Lo chiber bo davar ukanal. Nothing comes together with anything. What does that mean? What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? V'kol achiyuv hurak mishum shadek shira zos mischabim abegodim. What's the Torah mean? I take the two layers of cloth, I take thread with a needle, and I put them together. I sew them together. I sew them together. That's the chiyuv. I sew them together. Very chiyuv tefira gam kem b'shem chibur abgadim. So tefira is a chibur abgadim, and kshira, he's suggesting according to the Ran, is not the knot. It sounds bad. Is not the knot itself. Let me say it isn't the knot itself. Let's make it a little more clear. It isn't the knot itself. Rather, what it is the combination of the two layers of cloth. Watch this. Valkain, he ever showed the chiyuve tarte. It's impossible, even though in order to put these two layers of cloth together, you did two things. What'd you do? You did tofer with, you went through it twice with the chut, and then you tied it. You did kosher. Should I say b'chayv twice? Why not? V'doma l'mishamer, the rabbi per tol kuflam et chesam and aleph, the asve mishamarake et chayv. Why? The same thing, just separating. After the dami and the hadadi came and have a mishkan, the count is separated to 39. Mikomakom mishamer dudamia leborer ulamarakeid. One act. Ein ochay v'lachas the malach achasi. So too, the kosher v'tofer inyan shneim lechaber shnei dvarim. Umikomak v'shnei malachas heim kevin av v'mishkan. So if they're done separately, yechayim. They're done together. You can only be chayim once. Umikomak v'mchiber shnei dvarim. They tefir together. Eino chayav alachas v'dukete. Meridik. This is what he's saying. This is what he's saying. We'll come back and repeat it again. Aval asmag v'kesher shnei rosh yechut b'yachad. Chayav al kshiras achut b'fnei atzmo. Bil'ade chibur ha-beged. Kmo shochafna mitzvilen shol yad. That's back for it. We'll come back a little bit later. The knot itself, a fundamental chakira, is the knot itself, or the chibur of two things. So kesher shayad, you just tie it on itself. That's exactly what I just did over here in the red thread. You tie it on itself. The smag would say you'd be chayev because the kesher itself is an issue. Watch this. Chayev shtayim. Why? The knot itself. And the knot itself is helping the tefiras, the previous threads that he's knotting, to hold the two layers of cloth together. Watch this. Alkein lo hetik aran, mashal kosev b'sefer Yireim, the kosher chevel lechel b'roshu chai b'kesher echad, v'asvad atiko. Hai da aran, if he b'rushu b'tiras hashas, shekshoren, muchach da filu b'chai gavna, eino chai mishim kosher. Because the Ran of Chad, the Gemara, no, wait, you know what I'm saying? I told you before. That's how I read it. I hope that Abnezer is right. Can't prove he's right. You can argue and say he's making too much out of the omission of the Ran. But I'm going to assume for the moment that he's right. Yes, sir.
So to summarize that paragraph, the chakira of whether it's a malakas chibur or malakha yitzira of making the knot is good for the makhlo, who's
correct.
Not in the Ran.
Correct. That's what he said. But by the way, the Abnezer himself seems to hold that no matter what, you have to have some kind of a chibur. He starts off. What does that mean? I take this end and this end, I tie them together like this. Is this considered a kesher? Single knot, you want to have a double knot. Maybe it's not a kesher, because all you've done is it's all part of the same rope. That's a suffix. Is this itself a kesher? Mashaviyad is a suffix there. Komalacha shlama chayvina lo'alab dumi de mishkan. Right? What do they do in the mishkan? What do you do in the Mishka? Shir b'Mishka, Hayal Chabesh, Niksha b'Mashin, Niksha Bo. Two different things. Not the same rope that they tied on itself. He brings a riot from Erevin. What you're doing is you're taking the Ritzu and tying it itself. Like you tied your Tzilin Shorosh this morning, had a dial in the back, right? It was all tied on itself. Huh? Fine.
That's the two ends from the two ends
leading
in the back.
Yeah, the two ends of one ritzua. That's his chakira. First, you go, this is also pata. Because it's the same ritzua. Say, no, that can't be, and it rises from two. Now, 1 second, we're not done yet. Ooh. Umikomakom. Bekosher rosh chut echad lo choshev kesher. What? Doesn't he know about the Ramah? Look what it's Pshat in the Ramah. It's unbelievable. We said Pshat in the Ramah until now, and I've even tried to get it before. What I do? I'm at the end of the rope. I'm at the end of my rope. At the end of the rope, what do? I go like this, push through. That's your chav, right? That's how everybody in the world learned, correct? Nothing else, just this itself. Abnezer is so convinced that it has to be a chibur. It's not really a chibur. He gets the nupshat. Look at this nupshat. This is kuf pei, end of oz beis. Okay. Ha'ad v'mavur b'shulchan aruch siman shini yizayin tzadav v'ramah. That v'kesher v'od chom v'yoser. That v'yil v'kesher v'echot tzagi. How can it be? There's no connection to anything. It's less than this. This, I do at the end, I'm using connecting this end to this end. Here I'm only putting it right on itself. How can you possibly be chayav? That's bothersome. So you and I would say, the kesher itself is a chayav. You only have to connect two things. He can't believe it for a second. Look what he says. Nira demairi, he's old kim to teretz. It's an unbelievable kim to teretz. If he wouldn't have suffered of a rebbe, he wouldn't accept it. Okay? But a rebbe is a rebbe. Vinishchaber ayadei zeh kesher. Not just a toy, this would be potter. There's nothing. You use this kesher to stick the rope onto something else. What's precedent for that? The Yorah Deya Simin Shin Siv Dal Bagah. But also Ksharam Bibes Rashi Amashicha Vehavi Chibur. Let's take a look and see what it says. You know, we saw this once before, if you may remember, but we probably forgot by now. Look at the Ramah in Simin Yorah Deya Simin Shin Siv Dal. See it, you remember we had it before. Ramos is down. Okay. What happened? What's he doing over here? Also, Bote Shokayan. Shosim Bimedinos, Ale of Akorn, also Putkia. Anybody know what that means? Haile Shosim Shal Tseme, Vosim Mehem Meshicha, Shoveres Ben Haina Vehaina. But we're two about the tefillin. This we all know what tefillin is. You have a tefillin, right? And there's a strand that goes through. There's a hole in the tefillin, right? By shalyati, for example. It's both shavosh also. They both have this little mabarta. Right? Shalyat is over here, and shavosh is over here. Shalyat is easier to... It goes right through here, right? You have it in front of you every single day. The mutter... In other words, you have imagine your tefillin. Just to make it easier, imagine your tefillin is made from wood, and the ritzua is made from linen. Imagine the box is made from wood. That's for chalila. Don't do. Imagine the box is made from wood, and the string and the strand of the weather, the thing going through, is made from linen. Mutter. Why is it mutter? The miyachad the efshal hotzi mishama meshicha v'lo ataras atfira. It's like wearing a linen belt on a woolen jacket. Heptagama. Afa pisha kosher mashiach shalavshon. Even though I tie when I put it on, lemit b'kasher shal kayam. Fine. Alam osim kshara bebeis roshi mashiach. I make knots at this end and knots at this end. Here, just imagine, this is linen that's going through a mabarta. What's the English word for mabarta?
Opening.
That's good. Opening, I understand, but that's a term of art. It's going through the tunnel. I was going to call it a tunnel. That's not the right word. Going through the tunnel, like the ritzuga through the tunnel of the tefillin, right? And you tie knots on both ends. Zok the Heilige Ramah, Usser. Why? The EF Shalahotzi Mishama Kol Svaras Arav. Says the Heilige Avnei Nezer. That we just saw, believe it or not, it's talk unbelievable. Avnei Nezer says, you know what we're talking about over here? This Ramah we saw, we thought it was this case? Baloney. It's not this case. It has to be Potter, because he's just crying on himself. What is the case? We're talking about a case. He did this kind of knot, and in the here there's something going through. That's a dochak, yes, me.
It makes perfect sense when we're talking about shtetiros, where you're sewing something.
I understand that. We're talking about the Ramah. Everybody read the Ramah. I don't think anybody in the history of the world read the Ramah like the Sofach of a Rebbe until the Sofach of a Rebbe. Quite a few hundred years between them. Right? The Rebbe lived in the 19th century. The Rebbe lived in the 16th century. I think 300 years passed. I don't know if anyone learned Pshat in the Ramah the way we just said Pshat. We all learned Pshat like this. So no, Rebbe said it can't be. Because you're not... Nothing's joining anything else. It's just the same thing. Can't be Chayav. That's what he says.
In the source of this line, then it makes sense, because that's what we're talking about when you're sewing.
I'm not arguing with you what makes sense or not. I think you're 100% right it makes sense. You don't need me. Now the name said it makes sense. But the question is, how do you read the words of the Ramah? Okay, so maybe you're telling me it's not Shabbat Docha. Good, I like it. But you go to the source, not Shabbat Docha. That's it. We don't look at the sources. That's not, very good. Very good. Who has a smog? I don't have a smog in front of me. I don't even find it in the smog. But tomorrow, we put the smog on my desk. We'll look at the smog itself. Everything I'm looking. And you also bring me a Rabbeinu Yerucha. Downstairs. You bring me from those two from put on my desk tomorrow. I'll try to. example. I don't think I have either of those on my house. I'm embarrassed. Should I have the library, but I don't. Not good enough. It's a gedolei rishonim. I don't think I have it. So you put on my desk a smag and a ray and a smag and a Rabbeinu Yeruchim on my desk tomorrow, if you remember. Good. Now. But now comes the Gevaldik. Uve emes la'ovin is this ozvav. The das ha-ra'om va'asmag she'mefarshim tiritz ha-shas she'ksharon the kesher ech kon she'eno miskaye. Which version is that? The Ran's version, huh? The Ran quotes the Ran's version, Ein Miskai. It's not the Ritva's version. Okay, fine. That's what he had. He didn't have this Ritva. It wasn't printed in his day. I don't think he had it. But the Ran, he certainly had. And he obviously had a smog too. Okay? Im Kain, listen carefully, Gama Tvira lo Tiskayim, Liyaka Sheyutara Kesher. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. What kind of crazy answer is this? If the Pshat is that the Kesher is not Miskayim, so you should not only be putter on kosher, you should also be putter on what? On tofer, double or nothing. Now, kochen atzvirus gomer shelo yisparga kesher, in kahadu kushel the duchta, ken lemachai mishem tofer. The same as the kesher going to fall apart, so will the tzvira fall apart. Well, the kesher will be taken apart, so the tzvira will fall apart. I said it differently for a reason. So we had suggested, this is a gevaldik akasha, maybe the answer should be that each malacha has a different definition. Tof has one definition, kosher a different definition. That's what I mentioned to you, possibly. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I believe that this an ezle shitoso. The Shitoso. What does that mean? He's saying that let me see what he says. He has no terrors, but he has a terrors. Be patient. Yud Gimel. Well, the fima shekasavti, the tam kesha shena shekayama mishum, lo havi dobra miskayim, you take it out. Nicha, hodachayim betofish de tfiris, uksharon, the kashi has before, tfidakenu, talakshira potu, why should ena shekayama? So, yeah, what are you asking to convoke? So, if it's ena shekayama, should you put on tfira too? No. We'll be called from chayim on the tfira after, yeah. After Mashem Iskai Meir Shel Kayama, that's a kasha yes, and vov. Coming back to it seven sifim later, in Yud Gimel. Listen. To become a go, lo yisbatel hakiyu me'elov. I don't like that word. The word is hard for me to understand. I'll tell you what it means, but the word is difficult. To af be'ez sheyachbots lahater hakesher, yiyachibur. Sherein edata lahater hatfiris. And then v'yachoshim malachlam iskayemes, kamkein, cause man shall yad the bepoel for shab echoshim nachlam iskayemes kevin lo yivisbatel me'elov. I'm reading this Egetal my way. I agree that the words don't fit in so well. If you have a better shot, you'll tell me. That's how I read the Egetal. They have their names. He's saying like this. Look, generally speaking, you never heard such thing. Bo'odam v'as lister kolsim v'as limchok, they're not potter. The only reason you're part, as we said so many times, is a melechas what? No? Melechas chibur. It's a melechas chibur. So melechas chibur, you have in mind to unmechaber it, it's not just a general thing, klali, it's not miskai. It's a chesaron prati in the chibur itself. Says the other day, if I understand correctly. It's true. You are kosher amanas lahatir. The kosher manas lahatir. Take that back. The kosher a kesher, which is not miskayim. We'll come to manas lahatir in a minute. Why is it not miskayim? So that's the question. What happened over here? So it could be he's learning a pshat. Again, it's hard to put it into the words proper. But the way I'm reading it, what's he saying? He's saying, look, the RPA, here's the key line. The RPA sheyachol sahate rakesher, even when he's going to take out the knot, still what? Yiyachibur, at that moment in time, when he takes out the knot, at that moment in time, the two layers of cloth that were stitched together will remain at that point in time together. Right now they're together. Could be they're going to ultimately unravel because the knot that was keeping them in place has been untied. But, again, if I read correctly, that in and of itself does not render it Eina Shel Kayama, because right now it's holding its own, and I'm never going to take it out myself. He's not going to undo the tefiros. Only undoing the kesher. He's undoing the kesher, so it's labeled as kesher Eina Shel Kayama. He's going to undo it. So you put it on kosher. But you're not going to unravel the chut that went through the layers of cloth, but you're not going to unravel it. Even if it's going to fall apart by itself, because it's a little kaimi, doesn't make a difference. Right now that you will kosher it, it is kaimi. And even if you decide at some point in time to unkosher it, it's not going to fall apart automatically. It takes a little more time even. That's how I'm understanding the words of the holy Avnei Nezer. That's what I'm understanding. Now, it's interesting, Rav Bosai. It's interesting. I believe that the fundamental position of the Avnei Nezer is that you can be chayv even on one knot if it will in fact stay in place. I don't care how it stays in place. Shema Mefarsh or an aniv on top of it. That's the Avnei Nezer which we saw yesterday. Near the time also the Dan Kesher and even Al-Gabab who dachir bala Kesher Arishon. He's straight up. We thought some Machlokos have shown today. And they said, you know, one Kesher is a Kesher. And even Mosh is Kayama Kesher. That's the opinion of those who say you be chayav even in one Kesher with the twist ties. Not like Avraham Yosher, we mentioned this yesterday, towards the end of the shir. He quotes our Gemara, Lo Mishum Kosher, right? Kshirei Demelavah, Kshirei Skayim Batfira, here to Kosher, Kevan, the Kayim by the Aniva. The Kitzer, he seems to say even one Kesher is a Kesher, and if it's Miskayim, it's Miskayim. Because he holds a Kesher Echad is considered to be a Kesher. That's what he says over here. I lost the other one. How's it work?
Yeah,
go back. Let's go back to plus.
Yeah.
He says over here, you need a kesher after you have to do this kind. Ad Khan, what do you say?
Rabbi, how does he understand the word the shakasher? He's saying that it's going to be kayim one not there, even if you untie it later.
I think he is assuming that if I sew two trefas twice through, frankly, must not miskayim. Answer the Gemara. I tie the knot. I put it. Now it's going to stay. But some future day, I'm going to decide to untie the knot. It's still going to be considered tefiyah shel kayama. Because right now, Shokayama, and I have no plans to unravel those threads that would, that put them together. I mean, I'm trying to knot and they maybe pull apart. That's still not considered any shokayama. I can see it. I'm not sure I'm reading this Yud Gimel properly. I'll read it one more time. He says, a kesher echadi all is a kesher. We saw it kufayin tes. If you can make a shem of a forish or an aniv on top of it or a twist tie and make it stay, it would be chayv even a one. Okay. Tovish leitz fiyas kshon fi darkenu alak shira pato v'den a shokayama. Why is he going to undo it? He's going to loosen it. He's going to undo the knot. Nonetheless, you chayv in the tfir anyway. Why? After mashim iskayim eila shokayama, it would last forever if you leave the knot there, but you're going to undo the knot. When you undo the knot, it may unravel. To be komakom la yizbat la kiyum me elav. See, I'm so nervous. I thought he really should be saying is, la yizbat la kiyum of the tefira, he's going to unravel the tefira. The yap, ayish yichbos lahatar akesher. Yeah. Still, yeh chibur, it's still going to be together, the tefira. Ain't that lahatar atfiris. That's where I like it. If that lahatar atfiris, would taka be potter. But you don't plan to do that.
I think he's almost like the
time,
like it's about your kavana about, you know.
The only thing I don't know is the word me'elov. The word me'elov, not the way I would understand the word me'elov. It's bothering me. Maybe I'm reading wrong. I do not know. Yes, sir, Rosa.
That since the tefira really is shulchanimah, it's not going to unravel by itself. It's just because you're
going to
unravel the knot that then it causes
right.
It to unravel.
That's what I think
he said. That's the word me'elov. Well, he's about
to
tell a kiyom elov. The tefira itself would be
kayama
had you not messed up the
kshira
that you used
to tell. Ah, that's what me'elov means. Ah, if you wouldn't have... Oh, okay. I would have used that word. Okay, fine. I hear what you're saying. Good. I hear what you're saying. Gevaldik. Fine. Okay. So now Rabosai... I realized there's a tour in this room. I brought it downstairs. No, there's a fancy tour. Oh, that's the one I brought down. Thank you. We have to tackle, we only have less than half an hour, we have to tackle one more tough nut to crack. And that is, let's just, if we can't finish it, it's always tomorrow. Can't rush. Had a discussion yesterday about is Rav Meir. Agreement or disagreement. There's another ritva. Which one was that? Ooh, what that was that on? Oh, that's a whole different story. Let's show that one now. Today is ritva day and Abnenezer day. So it really boils down to it. Okay. One letter that I read wrong yesterday. Turned it upside down. Yeah. Aniba the Rav Meir Mal. Behosh Aminon to Rabbi Meir Meforshe V'Chachamim. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. It's corrected even here. Rabbi Ilan corrected it. Instead of V'Hacha, it should be De'Hacha. I was pilpling. What do you see from the Hacha? Correct. The proof is still coming. He hasn't come and proved it yet. Why? The Hacha Amina the Dilma Alpha Gav the Polig Rabbi Meir. Now the word Polig, what does Polig mean? Maybe it means argue. It means distinguish. Rabbi Meir Bekesh Yachal Atir Beachas Miyadav. Chiyuve Mechayev Aniva Muhudekes came in the Mahatka. In other words. If let's see the Gemara one more time. That's always see the Gemara before the Gemara comes before the ritual. The was an Ibaya, and we have to see this very slowly and carefully. This Ibaya, slowly and carefully. Says the Gemara, boy, me have after Yaakov the Mar, Acha Aniva the Rav Meir Mal. What did Rav Meir say in the Mishnah? Kol Kesher Shuk Yochal Atir Beachas Miyadav Ein Chayav Nol. Any aniva you can tie, untie with one hand, that's a pashim shah. Odilma no. Typically, on both sides, a kesha which you can pull out with one hand is not tight. But baha mahadik, it's tight. What these loshni use is a siba simon. Right? Huh? A siba simon achz miyadav. Is that itself the siba? I'm sure it's important no matter what. But no, it's a simon that is loose and here it's tight. Teiku, no answer. Not resolved. Watch this. Himkein, Rabbanon, the patri b'anima the ksisa l'kamon kuf yud gimel amon aleph. What's on kuf yud gimel aleph? What's there? What's there? What's on kuf yud gimel aleph? What is there? Then it says the chenah osu tefillin erevin tzadi zayin amon aleph. That gemara we saw already. We have to come back to it. Let's go slow.
Is he agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda or is he arguing with Rabbi
Yehuda? Hold on. I go slowly. Says the Gemara here on Daf, Kuf is giving them an Alf. Reminu, the last three narrow lines. Chevel d'lish and nifsel lo yeh kosher lo onvo. Yehuda says no, only karchol. You can't uvash lo yan venu. Whoa, so machlokas tanakama versus Yehuda. Can you do an aniva? Yehuda says no. Tanakama says yes. Says the ritzva over here. Look carefully. Rabbona de patri baniva k'nisa lekaman afkuf kugimel aman aleph. They say onvo. Anyone wants to tefillin as well? Kol shekein, if aniva is okay, kol shekein the patri b'kesher du yochal tiyem b'achas miyadav, which is the same as aniva because you can pull out with one hand. Presumably, it's also referred to something which is loose, which is looser. So the Ritva is saying, Rav Meir must agree with Chachamim. He's assuming the Ritva. All Chachamim were created equally. I mean, by which I'm saying, all these Stam Chachamim, Tanakamas are all in agreement. Otherwise, it doesn't prove much. But okay, that's an assumption.
That's what Tosfos says, right. We don't know.
Okay. Which Tosfos are you talking about?
Kufir Aleph on the Mishnah.
We'll come to that in a minute. That's a very important Tosfos. We'll come to it. This is what the Ritva says. Fine. Obviously, the Pirush of Mishnayos disagrees. This is the Machlokas. We mentioned this yesterday. The Beis Yosef quotes the Tosefta. The Dr. Moshe asks, "How do we ever saw this inside? We ran out of time, I think." We'll go straight to the Dr. Moshe, and from there we'll go way back. Watch this. Umasha kosa bin and kesher also lahatir biyakas miyado. Who dats every mayor? Prisha look shorim. For ain't no aloha. But sorachi and love maybe your best yours. That's what I want to talk about today. The time remaining. One parents already gave. The Ritva, no machlokas. Solve all the world's problems. If it's a machlokas, what can you possibly answer? So I want to read to you the wisdom of the beautiful Machon Yerushalayim edition. It's a little complicated, so I'm going to read you from inside. So I ask you to see it inside first, these footnotes. And Shin Yud Zayin commenting on this question in Yudzayim, with Yimashis barley ale, Hagolus Aros Tetzva, Apidivya Tosfos. Oh, what's Tetzva? What's Tosfos?
He starts off there by quoting the Avnei Nezer. Yep, believe it or not, same Avnei Nezer we saw before. Oh boy, we have to keep going back. Quotes Avnei Nezer. Kata Shluti Gimorim. This is the last part. Kesher Uma Lon is Barley Eite Vechu. Munir the Lush Nal Pasi Shu Kesher Kohanos Hodik. Koshos a Hodik Eite Vakalashot. But Ron quotes it. Tema! Rosh Hashanah also didn't like it, for other reasons. Why? Pirsha Mishnah is the Rambam. Rabbi Elohim Rabbi Meir. Tell me, call Kesher, you're allowed to be as a million Chayav and Olof. Okay. Now we know, so what? Uvi Gemara, come a time with Rabbi Meir. Shum Delo Mahadek. Hine, to Rabbi Meir. Bekesher, she'eno Mahudok Meiri. Went to one side anyway. All right, the pasuk the hilka halacha the chayav al kesher shein muhudak. Va'kochach av kesher shein muhudak mas yumanu b'tzarachiyun. Meridik. Feels like a shulta gibor. Can have a case where it's not muhudak and it's still called mas yuman. What's the proof? Rachok es rameh and the chachamim. And the Chachamim argue on him, and they say therefore he's wrong. So he's wrong, presumably means he's chayav. He's chayav, but has to be only kesher umah called the Rama. Now, I already gave it away. You can be wrong one of two ways. You say it's mutter, you can be wrong one of two ways. What do I mean by that? Exactly. Could be chayav kapat avolos. That's his whole footnote of it. I'll read you some of the highlights. He says, the Bria Locha is the same kasha against the Taz. Taz shal kayom yachayev ma'is uman. Why? It's chazak ma'od. So he has the same kasha. Okay, did we see the kasha in Bria Locha? And we saw it once, more than once. Want to see it again? Chazara is always good, Rabbi Osa. Chazara is the best thing. Footnote Tetzvav says that the Bialocha has this kasha. Where is the Bialocha? Reish HaSimon on the Taz of Kotn Aleph. Okay, Rabbi Osa. Where is this? Very long. Oh. Here it is. The Daos, but the eighth line. The Masha Posek will show a Shoganov, the Kesher, Kayom, Masum, and Chayev. Wafilo, also Kesher, Lo Mahadik Shapir. The Yokola Tiro, the Yakas Miyanov. That's what you saw. At the Mishnah Brewer and Dr. Moshe say. Kirabon and the Pligi Abi Meir. Shema Shiyoga Atir Beachas Miyadav Potter V'Sabe Dechayovin. He's assuming you're Chayov V'Alocha Kemosam Gosha Poskin Kol Ela Poskin U'Mukha B'Gemara D'Keshav V'Zelo Mahadek HaKogha B'Ofen Chazeh Abim Ma'i Suman L'Avach Lama Chayov That's Riff Aramba The Ma'i Suman Nikra Filo Mahadek Shabir It's against the Taz, and they're calling the Shulta Gibor. That the Taz's fault. We're now in deep trouble. You could say, Rabbi Osai, I want it to be different. The Mata Emes, you could say, I did two kinds of Kesher Uman. One when it's tight, and two when it's in Boy Scout, Sailor, or whatever you want to call it. But he's assuming prison with only one definition, so therefore you can't say that tight is the definition. That's his Kesher. Comes a footnote, text of office, the Ula Eshlom. Av Yimashin Nirvi Deriyat Toysvist, Deriyat Masla Ve'elu. Now, is it Ve'elu? It's really the Masla Neva, no? Ve'elu is the name of the Perek.
Ve'elu k'sharam aniva. Ramei Amaro, they call it ve'elu, and some people call it aniva. They get confused. Different people call this Tosfos different than Ramaskos, because it starts ve'elu k'sharam, and aniva Ramei Amaro. It's this Tosfos.
What's the point of bringing
out from Bi'alacha? That he holds Chayomim? The same kasha that he just asked, Bi'alacha has a kasha. You see, Klor in the Gemara, it's considered to be a ma'aseh uman, even if it's not tight. I know it's my suma because the Rambam refused Michael otherwise. What's Tosfos say? Aniva the Rabbi Meir Mao says Tosfos. Yim Toma, what do you mean? Amaylo poshet midit tanan the come on. Why we prove? Or be the Tanya the come on? Kufiyut Gimel the Manalef. Chevod lisha nifsal leyekosher ala ovo. Before the Gemara, the Aniva's mother, who's the mayor, Mucha b'psochim perik dafyun alef, Hanu Rabbanan Rabbi Meir, the Parachosim in Neil Rabbanan Shem Rabbi Meir, who looked up psochim yud alef? I did. I'm not sure what he said. So if you can tell me tomorrow, you think those are saying look up psochim yud alef, and let me know exactly what he means. Fine. If you Shlomar. The horse of Nami Porich Misopek Imhanu Rabbonim Rabbi Meir Kemoshin Estapuka. The Gemara and Psochim is a Libra, the one side of this Chakira over here. Okay, just twice he says. Listen to what he says in the Hara. You see from Tosfos Kasha, Rabbi Meir, the Yom of Yochel, Atir of Yachas, and Chayavalov, Kabanoso. Shegam muto legamre. Tosfos is clearly learning. When the mayor, it's mutter. It's mutter. Then we can prove not kufiyut gimel that Aniva is in fact not mutter. What? On the contrary, the what? Not the kamon chevel dishepod lekosher ela onvo. That is actually mutter. So Ramea, the shadow of Ramea, is not a question of whether, listen carefully, please, whether you're chayav a potter, but whether it's mutter. Because after all, the Gemara could begin with the Brisa says it's mutter, onvo, mutter, mutter. Correct the footnote in a bracket. The next Mishnah. Tanin and Po Yesh Shorim Shein Chayov in the land, Kikesha Gamol and Chayuvud in the Lekha, Avli Surika. So how can this Tosfos assume that the Aniva here is Mutter, where it says Ein Chayov in Olav, and the more later on says, Rabosai, Chayuvud in the Lekha, Avli Surika, say it on top of the Prat Mishnah as well, says the footnote. So Rabloma, no. The Shama, Diyag Midikotani, Shein Chayov in Kikesha Gamol in. That's the Lashon Mishnah. Ein chayav ben alein kesher gamolin, implying it's also just not chayav. However, the Divrei Rabbi Meir on top the first Mishnah, ein ledayika king. Umashakosim ein chayav ben lo omam mutter. I did the tanaresha chayav. The first case says chayav, and it says that's what he says. Ein chayav ben really means mutter. As he quotes Agos Maimon, he says in different situations. Daf Lamed, not for now. Uli fezikal emeva. Watch this now. Avrabana the pligi alei modu de chiyuv aleka came in the ma'is umat el de mikom akom also the fishu b'akayama. The kasha's answered. The kasha was, you see, it's loose, and you still see that according to one opinion you're chayev. No, according to one opinion you're potter. The machlokas from Meir and the chachamim is not whether you're chayav or potter, it's whether it's potter avalos or a mutter. How do you like that for creativity? Wow. Meiridik. That's tetzvav, to answer the kasha that we just saw in the Amnenezer. When you're Zion, he says, basically, we said in tetzvav, based on Tosfos. That's the Mimei should be Yochel Atir B'Yachas Miyodah Lo Choshev Kesha Klav Hanukwa Niva L'Dizan the Mutter Imkena Tosefta
the kilala kesher sheyachol la'atira ubi'echatz miyadav. Im kesher shel kayam, but they're both found in the same breath. The mayi b'data the kaimel is man. Because for aleihem din echosh and chayov and aleihem the mashal yisur mi'ika. This one that says it in chayov means it's an yisur. Ain odas Rabbi Meir. Well, the kasher of Osai, the kasher of the Halakha Darkei Moshe, what in the world is he doing quoting? Why is Rabbi Yosef Karo quoting a Tosefta? That's Rabbi Meir. We don't pass it that way. No! Rabbi Meir says Mutter, and the Brayta says Potter Avalosur. But Madhu remembered after Rabbanu, the kasher Yochel Atir Bechaz Yodav, Havi kasher. About Potter versus Osir, they're fighting about Mutter versus Potter of Osir. Okay, now so therefore the question became, why are you quoting something which goes according to Rebbe? It does not go according to Rebbe. It says it is Potter of Osir implies that's Rabbanu cheater. Rebbe holds it's Mutter. That's the answer to Dr. Moshe's question. Why quote Rebbe? You're not quoting Rebbe. He assumed that Tosefta goes according to Rabbi Meir. Wrong! Why? Rabbi Meir holds it's Mutter. Rabbi Meir says it's Potter of Alos, not Chayel. Yeah.
Then why doesn't the Chaver in the Shofar not bring that?
He can't win. He can't win. The answer is the Chaver is not giving out Skila.
But he makes a point of saying some cases are Chayel and some cases are Potter.
You're right, but it's still not giving out Skila. So, let's read the Mechaber. I'm willing to read it again. Hakosher kesher kayam u'maisi yumen chayav. Kosher kesher shakayam. He's going around in verbatim. Kesher kayam u'maisi u'maisi u'man is potur. The kesher shakayam u'maisi u'man mutu the kosher u'machatchilu. He calls the Rambam. Every time it's calling the Rambam, not many times, even though it's not giving out tzchila. The whole thing is one, it's all verbatim, quoting the Rambam. The whole thing, when he ends the end. Maran ben Yosef quotes Maran a Rambam. Verbatim. You can't have time with him. Quote the Rambam. Oh, we're not done yet. Yes, sir.
Maybe I missed something, but what does the Ritva do with Chalvus Gemara? It sounds like there is a difference between Rabbanim and the Ritva. Ritva says just being a part of the Rabbanim, but this Gemara seems to imply that there's a difference. By what is a Neva Lirif Meir, as opposed to, we know we have an answer for a Neva according to Rabban. It should be, if Gemara implies a different sheet of the cloud.
So we have the Ritva in front of us. We'll read it again. Punkt Fakert. He says, no. Hashamina de Rabbi Meir Mefarshi Bechachavim. The Hach Armina de. The Dilma of Agad, the Polig of Yemeir, Bekesh Yochel Atir Bechaz, and Polig means to distinguish, I think. Biachas Miyodov, right? Bechiyuv and Mechayev, Baniva, Mehudek, that's came with the Matzah. That's one passive. It's an Ibayah, it's Lovim Shit, the Taker. Okay? Vim Kane, Rabbona de Patri Baniva, Rabbona and our Maker Baniva, as we saw against Rabbi Yehuda, Kufit Gimel and Erevin. Yeah? Kosha Kane, de Patri Bekesher, Shuyachol Atiro Biyachas Miyadav, which is loose. Aniva is Yachol Atiro, and it's tight. This is what? Yachol Atiro Biyachas, which is loose. So certainly the Rabbanan are going to say that's Potter as well. So there's no machloka, you're a man, the Chachamim. If you want to know why is the Gemara saying Kvotir Abim Meir, the answer is because the Meir said it to Beferish. Chacham wouldn't disagree. But now, I only have 3 minutes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is it according to the Ritva that clearly Rabbi Meir is the author of the Rabbana on Kofir Gimel?
That's
you have to say that Rabbi Akhtavai didn't know this right now? Otherwise, what's the Dibaya? The Rabbana say, Onva. So what do you mean? Anibal Rabbi Meir Ma?
Shh.
Good question. It's enough in the Tosefta, enough in the Braisa. And why is it Teku? It's enough in the Braisa. Better cash. Why do I take it? It's a Braisa. It's what? So let me give you a 3-minute intro to tomorrow's shiur. I know we're going slowly. Forgive me. I like to cover ground. You know this. But we can't. You can't. You have to go slow. I answer to see a rush. And a Kovas Mefarshim and a Kovas Nisana. It's not as simple as meets the eye. Who's seen it so far? Who's looked it up so far? I guess the next round of Kovas is a long way off. No one see that the rush with the Kovas Nisana, the Kovas Mefarshim. We're a long way off. It's on the Makara sheet. No? I didn't put it on the sheet? I never put the rush parakeet on some of the Ma'amakom machines. Uh-oh. That's my bad. Put it on now. It's not there yet. Put it on right now. Add it. Rush parakeet tesvav. My mistake. I know. I think. Oh, you made. Rush parakeet tesvav.
It is there.
It is there. I thought I put it on. Rush parakeet tesvav. Simon Aleph. With the Kovas Mefarshim and the Kovas Nisana. What's this all about? Again, I know time is not allowed to go into it in any depth whatsoever. What does it say over here? Rav Meir says, Kesha Sheyachal V'chule. V'zela Shana Tosef, I'm reading the Korban Asana, Oz Gimel. Perakid Gimel. We saw it. Zah Klal Kol Kesha V'kayama, Yavlatir V'yachal V'yodam, Oshani V'kayama, Yavlatir V'yachal V'yodam, Chavanov. Hey, V'yibay Yisrael, 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 He gives a long teretz, v'nirali. Before we get to the long teretz, there's a short teretz of the Kovas Mefarshim, who says something amazing, from there Rav Lozal Moshe Horowitz. I'm just going to read. You have to see this at the ear. And here is the Adaiti, Diri Beisoyes of the Chodim. To Rav Meir, this is a mind-boggling shot, L'achmuri Osi. What? Rav Meir is a machmir? He's putting me on. Rav Meir is a mako. No, he's a machmir. Where's the machmir? Loma. That's the only time you're potter. Lafuki kesha chazak. She'ein o shel kayama. But a weak knot, which is not, sorry, which isn't shel kayama. Okay. The lekula lo shayach. Can't do the kula. The vaday kishri agamolim esaponim and yochel after the yodah. For sure, the camel's not, the sailor's not. So Rabbi Meir is coming to be machmir. To be machmir. The only two is when you can pull it out with one hand. But if it's tight, forget it. Doesn't mean to come and say, but the Tanakhama said, Kishri Gemalim, you're putting, you're taking out one hand, it's an impossibility! Physically impossible! You must be machmir to say, you only put there in the case of where you can pull that with one hand, as opposed to a Kesha Chazak, She'eno Shel Kayama, quantum may you would be Chayav, the only Ptur in Shel Kayama. וכן אבי יהודה פתח קוף יוד גמל עושה לך מורי ואפילו יוכל עד תמרח את מיודה וחי בשל קיימה כל זאת אומרת חי בחי בעניבה ולא קיים לקו עשי why? תו פשטין פטרינה ואפילו בעניבה תחמירו מקשר שיוכל עתיר ביחס מיודה וכמינה בראש פרקן and therefore with this the Dr. Moshe's question is answered how is it answered? Huh? Passing light, the Chachomim. We have to go over again. We went too fast. Tomorrow we'll start with the, but the Korban sounds more complicated. I'd like to explain one, I don't understand what it means over here, halfway through. Halacha Kestam Asnisin, and against the Stam Brisa. I'm not exactly sure what he meant by that line.
She's letting us tomorrow before she, what he's putting on.